Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world, and welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life, out of your busy schedule, to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Monday, October 19th, 2020. This is part five of a very special series I've been doing this month entitled Remembering Rahane. It is the world famous case of Rahane Jabari, a young Iranian woman who at the age of 19 was arrested for defending herself against a government rapist. It was a case that was heard all over the world. Here is this young Iranian girl, very successful in business, being hired by a man who claimed to be a plastic surgeon. He overheard her conversation about being an interior decorator. He wanted her to come to his office and redecorate his office with her skills, and he promised to pay her well. It's the story of a young Iranian girl who has an opportunity to really be productive in a male-dominated society. And instead of climbing up the ladder of success, she instead walked into a trap as this man tried to rape her. And she did what any normal girl would do. She had a knife on a table, she saw. She grabbed that knife and stabbed him. And apparently he died of his injuries. But again, this is a long involved process. This is a case that is very flawed. In the end, what they tried to do to Rahane is force her to recant the rape charge and just agree that she was having a relationship with this good doctor. And she refused to do that. She refused to lie. And in the end, it cost her her life for standing for the truth. I had the opportunity to meet with the family over the internet. I am good friends with them to this day. And through many, many incredible circumstances, I was blessed to write Rahane's story. Next week be the sixth anniversary of her execution, and I've been doing programs all this month to bring awareness to her case. And I just want to mention that there is another case right as we speak with a girl named Zara, very eerily similar circumstances. You see, this is the plight of women in Iran. These government officials try to rape women, and a woman cannot defend herself against a rape charge in Iran, especially from someone who's in the military or in the government. And this young girl named Zara is going to be executed very soon. The case is almost the same as Rahane. In fact, the petition to stop the execution is on my timeline, on my Facebook page. But this morning, I want to take us to a part of the story from my book, Rahane, A Beautiful Fragrance, an incredible story of how God reached out to Rahane in her deepest, darkest pit in prison. I would like to read a dedication from a couple of my friends before I read the story. Rest in peace, Rahane. You are forever loved, forever remembered, and your bravery through torture and death will forever inspire. What your tormentors hoped to accomplish by so cruelly taking you from us was to no avail, because they cannot take you from our hearts. And that's from my good friend Hannah, who wrote this dedication in the book. Nazrin from the UK writes, Rahane was a brave woman. She defended herself in a society where there is no law and order. The women and religious minorities are second-class citizens. Many people all over the world tried to save her, but the barbaric fundamentalist regime executed her. I know she will never be forgotten, and in the future, women in a free Iran will pay tribute to her in their lives by having rights, freedom, and democracy. She is a hero. This morning, I'm reading to you about a supernatural visitation to Rahane in prison. The other women in her cell were now sound asleep. It had been lights out for 10 minutes now. It was 10:15 p.m., but Rahane was still wide awake. She couldn't sleep. Her mind was filled with tormenting, racing thoughts. She quickly grabbed a book she had borrowed from the library. It was by the author Al Jazeera, entitled Anti-Memories, The Story of the Formation of Singapore. Rahane hoped it would be meticulous and boring reading, just enough detail to relax her mind and cause her to drift off to sleep. She could feel her body begin to relax, her eyelids becoming heavy. Suddenly, a young girl stood next to her bunk bed. Her bright appearance startled Rahane. At first, she thought it was one of her cellmates sleepwalking, but the face of the young girl was completely unknown to her. Rahane had never seen her before. The book fell out of her hands, and immediately the big girl began speaking to her. The young girl began to speak about Jesus as if she personally knew him. She spoke about his love and compassion and explained that he had died on the cross to forgive all of her sins. Rahane was shocked. She sat up, interrupting the young girl. Don't you know that you can't roam the corridors after lights out? The young girl smiled warmly at Rahane. I'm a newcomer. I am not aware of the rules and regulations, Rahane. A cold chill shot through Rahane's body. How did you know my name? The young girl's face glowed once again with a warm and compassionate smile. I have heard stories about you, she answered. Rahane began to laugh and then covered her mouth, careful not to wake up her cellmates. The young girl looked intently into Rahane's eyes. You must read books, but not every type of book. Then the young girl gently touched Rahane's hand with hers. Rahane opened up her hand. She carefully placed something shiny in it, and then, like a flash of lightning, disappeared from her cell. Rahane shrieked and fell back on her bunk bed. Her hand was trembling in fear. Slowly, she opened it up and gazed down at her sweaty palm. Lying in the center of her palm was a small metal cross. Rahane was astonished. She frantically looked around her cell. The young girl had mysteriously vanished. Rahane trembled with fear. Beads of sweat rolled down her cheeks. She nervously stuffed the cross underneath her pillow, and collapsed underneath the sheets. Rahane slowly opened up her eyes and took a deep breath. For the first time in weeks, she felt refreshed, as if a heavy weight had been lifted off of her. She felt alive again. Last night had been the best night's sleep she had experienced in a very long time. Even before she could sit up on her bunk bed, the images of the Christian girl flashed across her mind. Had it been just a dream? Did she really see her? Then Rahane remembered. She pushed her hand underneath the pillow and felt something. Anxious to see what it was, she grabbed it and opened up the palm of her hand. Rahane's eyes grew wide with astonishment. It was the metal cross. It hadn't been a dream. It had been a real experience. Why me? Why this cross? The questions raced through Rahane's mind. I must find this girl, Rahane vowed with a determined tone in her voice. Once more, she gazed down at the metal cross in the palm of her hand. Suddenly, she was immersed with feelings of tranquility and peace. The dark clouds of despair seemed to melt away. In that very moment, Rahane felt cleansed. She felt whole again. The feelings of brokenness were gone as she gazed intently at the tiny metal cross in her hand. What does it all mean? Rahane pondered within herself. Why did this Christian girl visit me? The brokenness and despair that had tormented her soul seemed to fade away the more that she gazed at the cross. Rahane felt healed for the first time since her captivity in prison. This morning, she had a mission to find the Christian girl and thank her. After getting dressed, Rahane met up with her cellmates and shared her amazing experience with them. They were shocked by her story and spent all morning asking her questions while they frantically searched for the young Christian girl. Yet at the end of the day, the mysterious visitor was nowhere to be found in the prison. Now Rahane was determined to take the next step. The Christian girl had admonished her to read books, but not every type of book. Calling her mother on the phone, Rahane asked her to bring her a Bible, but Sholi explained that it would be impossible to fulfill her request. It would be too dangerous to smuggle a Bible into prison during visitation. Refusing to give up, Rahane met with an old friend who had been with her in Evan prison. Her old friend Fatima agreed to talk to someone in the library and promised to get her a copy of the Bible. A week later, Rahane was once again relaxing in her cell with a beautiful maroon copy of God's Word in her hands. She had a hunger and a thirst now to discover what God had revealed in his book. She knew very little about Jesus or Christianity and was now anxious to learn. For 2 weeks of nonstop reading, Rahane devoured every word, every story in the Bible. Her heart had been warmed by the vision of God as told by the biblical writers. Holding the Bible against her chest, she was troubled by the reality that thousands of men and women had been tortured and killed for believing in this precious ancient book. The more Rahane read, the closer her heart felt to the presence of the divine. After reading through the Bible twice, Rahane had a profound feeling of freedom deep down now inside of her soul. Even though she was physically a prisoner, spiritually, she had discovered a new beginning, a burning freedom, and a fresh vision of hope after reading the Bible. It's a miracle. I now have hope once again, Rahane rejoiced with herself. I now believe in a God who loves us, she proclaimed, a God who loves us and will never leave us. Rahane had experienced an incredible miracle in her heart. She could now forgive. She decided to let go of all of the hatred and bitterness in her heart that had imprisoned her for so long. Rahane could now forgive even her brutal interrogators. The Bible had given her the power and grace to forgive those who had physically and emotionally tortured her. Forgiveness had cleansed Rahane's heart and soul. The black clouds, the chains of despair had been broken by God's word. She now felt like a new person, a butterfly that had emerged from its cocoon. In the midst of death and captivity, Rahane had been born again into a living hope that would never fade away. I'm reading from my book, Rahane, A Beautiful Fragrance. If you want more detail on Rahane's captivity, her life story, her biography, I encourage you to read my book. It's available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon. What I have just read to you is an amazing supernatural visitation. This story really happened. It was not one of the letters that Rahane had translated and posted on the internet. I'll never understand why. It's a fantastic, incredible story. And to this day, the only explanation that can be ascertained is that this young Christian girl was sent by God. She had to have been an angel. And she was sent in the deepest, darkest pit to show Rahane that there is a God who loves her with an everlasting love. And he deliberately sent this angel to provoke Rahane to read the Bible so she could find her hope and freedom in Jesus. Very dangerous for her to have a Bible in prison in an Islamic country that forbids that. But Rahane was determined to listen to the words of this Christian girl, this angel, and obey them. And as a result, Rahane now had been cleansed from the inside out. She had a living hope, a living relationship with Christ. And she never publicly talked about this because in prison, you have to be careful with saying those words. But according to her mother, according to the letter, I believe Rahane met Christ in her final days in prison. It proved that she was never alone. And I want to celebrate this fantastic experience with a beautiful worship song right now from Carrie Job, I Am Not Alone.
appeared in the storm.
Beautiful worship from Carrie Job, I Am Not Alone. I want to read to you from my book, Rahane, A Beautiful Fragrance, another dedication from my friend on Facebook, Atiya. She's an Iranian-American lady. And she writes, "Dear Rahane, your name defines your strong will and how you lived a life. Rahane means beautiful fragrance. September 2013 was the first time that I saw your innocent face in one of my Facebook friends' posts. Your strength combined with honesty exemplified the character of one of the most inspiring women in this world. Your angelic soft voice, your honesty, and uplifting spirit of hope lit up the courtroom any time that you walked through the door. Dearest Sholi, although there isn't a specific word for a parent who has lost their child, we will weep with you, stand by you, and somehow give you encouragement to cope with the pain, the anger, and the sense of loss. I know the pain will never ease, but I can feel that your heart is filled with the memories of Rahane's kindness, love, honesty, and dedication. May her strength be an example to all. She touched the world with her existence and unjust death. Gone too soon, but she will never be forgotten." And that's from Atiya. This has been an incredible program this morning because in reading this experience that Rahane had, I am reminded by the faithfulness of God, who understands the horror, the psychological torture of being in the deepest, darkest pit of prison. And we can say with Carrie Job, "I am not alone. God is with us." And he sent an angel right into her cell. You see, there is nothing that can keep God, nothing that can stand against God and his purposes. There is no prison. There is no deep, dark cell. The Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And Rahane was given a miraculous special visitation that transformed her life. You see, before she was executed, her soul had been cleansed. Her mind and her heart were now filled with hope in the midst of sorrow, because in that prison, because of that visitation, Rahane found her real hope, not in an angel, but in a Savior, Jesus Christ. And so this story reminds me that there are thousands of other Rahanes in Iran suffering just like she did under the very similar circumstances, and God is faithful to reach out to them as well. There are many other Rahanes. I wish I knew their stories. But if you go to my timeline on Facebook this morning, you will see the story of Zahra, another Iranian woman with the very same circumstances that Rahane endured. And we have an opportunity to sign a petition and be a voice for her as well. On Wednesday, I'm going to have a very special program about the execution. And I hope that you will set aside some time to listen. And if not, you can always listen to the rebroadcast. But the number one thing you can do to honor Rahane's life is to share this broadcast on your Facebook page and go up to Amazon and please purchase my book and read her incredible story, Rahane, A Beautiful Fragrance, written by myself. This book God has used mightily in the lives of many of my friends and many people that I have never met. And so I know her story has made an impact on the lives of so many people, because people can understand the torture and the pain that she endured, but they could also see a woman who lit up the prison cell with her beautiful character. That's why it's called The Beautiful Fragrance. That's what her name means. And so the number one thing to do this month as we remember Rahane is to read her story. If you've never read it, her story will inspire you. It will give you hope in the midst of your dark and desperate situation, and you will begin to understand the plight of women living in Iran. And so I hope you will do that. This Wednesday is the final installment in our series, Remembering Rahane. It's the day of the execution. I want to say thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Cross in the Desert. God bless you. And have an incredible week, and I will see you again on Wednesday.